We're going to find out about a brand new word that you know, someone's just made up, and because I looked at it and I thought, what am I missing here? Is that something I've mispronounced or whatever? But I couldn't have mispronounced it because it's not even a word. Is that right?
Well, it's actually based on a Latin word, asperity, spelt with a Y. We found out later that asperity with a Y means rough or hard to endure.
Oh, right, OK. So we're back to you, Ali.
When we decided to use the spelling asperity with a Y, because it was just a made-up word, you know, like Aviva or Consignia, all these silly names that people give companies nowadays, but it turns out it's absolutely unique. We looked it up, and there is no other company in the world called asperity with an I. So it's actually worked in our favour very well, because it means that things like web searches only ever turn up our company. If you look for that word on the internet, we are the only hit.
So, oh, wow.
So it's, I mean, it was a complete accident. The word was actually made up by a friend of ours who's the Deputy Vice Chancellor of Leeds Beckett University, and he's a words man.
Right.
Yeah, he did his thesis on like ancient Norse and things like this. So when we said, give us a list of words that we could use for our new company, he came up with a brilliant list, and then we chose asperity from that because it just sounded good.
Excellent.
And of course, so it starts with a capital A.
Yeah.
So A is always good, beginning of the alphabet, and unique, which is the biggest feature.
All right, we should say welcome, Stephen Wade from Asperity.
Thank you, nice to be here.
So what is Asperity?
Well, we're a company based on the Isle of Wight, which is great. We're based in Rookley, just outside Newport, and we are the Sage business partner for the Isle of Wight, which basically means we supply Sage accounts products and Sage payroll products. It's basically computer software that lets you manage your small business accounts. The particular version that we sell, which is the Sage 50 range of products, is suited to small to medium-sized businesses. And that's anything from a one-man band running his own company. There's a product called Sage Instant Accounts, which is suitable for that end of the market. And it goes right up to a product called Sage 50 Accounts Professional, where you can have multiple companies, multiple users, and you can run very sophisticated business accounts, even though it's still a small business product, so it's not expensive, comparatively speaking.
So Sage is, I mean, I'm au fait with Sage. Is it safe to say that it's been running for quite a number of years?
An awful long time, right since the days of DOS back in the late 80s. So,
oh, look at her little face.
I know,
DOS.
Right,
you're
over
too
my
DOS.
Head.
Too young to remember.
Should we just quickly explain what DOS is? It's the old computer technology.
Yeah, very old computer operating system that all computers used to run before Windows came on the scene. And Sage has been around that long.
So,
we've still got, I think, one user on the Isle of Wight who is still using a DOS version of Sage, which is amazing.
Wow.
It's like going
it's
back
not
such
me.
A long time.
No, no. It's not me.
A local business who shall remain nameless, who have we've managed not to upgrade.
So is it the leading type? Is it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the best-selling small business accounts product in the UK, and also they have a big presence in North America and in New Zealand and Australia. So Sage is a very big publicly quoted company now, and they are definitely the premier small business accounts and payroll software. Payroll becoming very important now, of course, as well.
So how do you get involved with people? Is it a case of, because I'm guessing most businesses will have this kind of system.
A lot of very small companies will still be doing their accounts using things like spreadsheets. And obviously that's not the most efficient or time efficient way of doing things. So they will still come to us and say, look, is there a better way for me to do my small business accounts? And we'll say, yes, definitely, for a very small outlay. Currently you can buy Sage Instant Accounts for about £125. So it's not an expensive piece of software, and it lets them do invoicing, it lets them do their accounts that they can then give to their accountant, say at the end of the year, to produce their statutory books. It makes them look more professional because they can produce professional looking documents like invoices and statements. It also helps them with credit control. So all the things you couldn't really do with just a spreadsheet, if you buy a small accounts package, then it will actually let you manage your small business much more efficiently. And because Sage has got such a wide range of products for small business, it will go right up to somebody who needs to do, say, foreign currencies. So you can do what they call foreign trader, which will let you set up things like euro invoices and statements. So and also allow you to do things like stock control, order processing. You can have sales and purchase order processing at the top end of the Sage 50 range. And obviously that's quite sophisticated, and we've got a number of businesses on the island who are running very successful, sophisticated businesses using Sage 50, which is actually something that people are not always aware of, because they tend to think you have to go to a more expensive, more complicated package. Sage also do those as well. They have a range called Sage 200, but we find that Sage 50 will go far enough. You couldn't use Sage 50 to run a multi-million pound international company. It would not be man enough for the job for that, but it's perfectly adequate for the small to medium-sized business, which is where its target market is. So that's okay. What they're aiming at.
I'm liking the sound of this, and yeah. You know, from our point of view as well, it sounds fascinating, and I'd like to know more. If people you know, want to know more about how you could you know, involve yourself and help them out, I'm guessing it would streamline certain things. I'm liking the idea of you know, sorting out payments and you know, credit control and things like that, because I would imagine it's a nightmare for any small company, because they can't afford not to be paid the smallest, absolutely, even the smallest amounts on a monthly basis. So maybe we've got to talk or exchange cards and so on and so forth. So do you still need an accountant?
Well, technically speaking, if you're not a limited company, so if you're a partnership, you can actually submit your own accounts without having to use a professionally qualified solicitor. But most limited companies, even though they don't necessarily have to have an audit these days, because there's an audit threshold now for small businesses, if you have to have an audit, then generally you would have to have an accountant to prepare your final accounts. If you're not required to have an audit, if you're a limited company or a partnership or a sole trader, then you could actually submit your statutory accounts to HMRC as well. As what Sage basically does is it manages all the bookkeeping side of things. You would obviously then need to have your books looked at professionally for advice. So Sage is not going to advise you what to do with your business. All it lets you do is to manage it carefully and successfully in terms of the day-to-day bookkeeping functions. So you'd probably still want to have a professional look at your business for you, but you can basically do everything, even submit your final accounts to HMRC. You know, Sage doesn't do that bit of it. Sage will take it to what's called the profit and loss and balance sheet stage, and from there you would then prepare your statutory accounts. That's what I do every year with our business. I'll take our profit and loss and balance sheet from Sage, I'll massage the figures a bit to get them into the format that HMRC wants, and then I'll submit my accounts online.
And does it weigh slips as well?
Well, if you buy the payroll package, the payroll package is completely separate from the accounts package.
Right.
Most small businesses, if they have a PAYE reference and employ people, that would mean they would need to keep very careful payroll records. So if you're paying an employee, even if it's only one, you obviously have to keep very careful payroll records of what you've paid them, of what deductions have been made, and that's where Sage Payroll comes in. Because again, Sage Payroll is a small business payroll package from one employee up to several hundred employees. And it will do everything for you that you need to do to comply with the law in paying people, like making sure people get paid the minimum wage, making sure people's deductions are correct in terms of tax and national insurance, making sure their pensions are okay. And okay, pensions are going to be a really big thing soon, so we've got to be very careful about managing that.
Sure. It's fascinating to talk to you. It really is. It's a bit of an eye-opener as well. But how do we get hold of you? Have you got a website? Is there a phone number?
Yes. As I say, we're based in Rookley. We have our general phone number, which is 01983-721-548. Or we have our website, which is www.asperity.co.uk. And that's spelt A-S-P-E-R-I-T-I. There's our unique name again. So again, once you've spelt it once, you generally remember it.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's asperity.co.uk. We also get referrals. We're very lucky to have a fairly large base of very loyal customers on the Isle of Wight. So we get a lot of work from referrals from existing customers who will say, oh yeah, you know, Asperity know what they're talking about. They'll help you out with your accounts and payroll. What we generally do from first inquiry is we'll have a meeting with the potential customer and try and work out what their business requirements are. Obviously, you know, we'll say, most businesses will need an accounts package and probably a payroll package as well, but it's making it fit the business properly, because there's a whole range of products, right from instant accounts at, you know, 100 quid or so, right up to professional, which is like £1,400 now. So you've got to make sure you're supplying the business with the correct version of the package that will do the job they want. So we'll basically ask them the questions: how many invoices do you do a month, how many people do you employ, you know, do you do any foreign currency invoicing, do you do anything that would require... there's another very important function actually which Sage handles within the Sage 50 accounts, and that's charity accounting. And that's something that we've grown to be a bit of a specialist in here on the Isle of Wight, because we have a number of local charities that are our customers, and they use the charity management functions within Sage 50 accounts to help them manage things like their general funds and their donors, donor records. And that's a module within Sage which can be switched on. So if you need to do charity accounting and you buy Sage 50 Accounts Professional, you basically just say, okay, we'll switch on the charity module, and from then on you can manage your donors, you can manage your sofa reports, if that means anything. That's a sofa report is a report that's required by the charity commissioners from a business that's a registered charity.
See, I had it down for something completely different.
Yeah, yeah, not how much lounge furniture you've sold this year.
Again, yeah. I had something different than that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, look, we're running out of time, but it's fascinating to talk to you, and I'm pretty sure we're going to meet up at some point.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
great.
So
yeah, I look forward to it.
Thank you again. Just give us the details again, telephone number and website.
Yeah, sure. It's 01983 721 548, and the website address is www.asperity.co.uk, and that's asperiti.co.uk.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Brilliant to talk to you. Thank you.